This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You've seen the DIY posts on Pinterest where people can make anything from soap to candles to lipstick. Well, if you've ever wanted to give that a try, Craftivity might be your new go-to place. This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and I'm speaking to the co-founders of Craftivity today. We have Eugene Tom and Wayne Leong here in the studio to discuss what Craftivity is. So first of all, welcome, and thank you for showing up.
Hey, hi. Thank you. Thank you for inviting us here today.
Thanks, Christine.
Absolutely. So, first of all, you guys have been around for 4 years roughly now, so since 2015. And what you do is you focus on end-to-end craft supplies for making handmade pretty much almost anything, but like soaps, candles, molds, beauty products, skincare products, whatever. But the one thing that I wanted to ask you before we kind of get into, you know, what Craftivity is and what you guys do is the fact that before you guys started Craftivity, you had like no idea about the crafts industry really as like an actual professional vertical, right? So what sparked your interest in that? And then how did you decide to go into something you had no clue about?
Well, I'm a writer and Eugene is from advertising. We did advertising and events for a few years. We started our own company called Caesar Paperstone. And from there, we decided to branch out and go into trading arts and craft materials. To start off with, it's actually a passion for me. I'm a crafter. I used to make my own jewelry and I used to find it a big challenge. And I know a lot of craft people out there, they can't find the materials they need, especially in Malaysia. And way back then when I used to create my own stuff, I would need to ship them in from overseas and it was so expensive and it was so hard to do. So that's how we decided to start on that.
How about you? I mean, I know that Wayne kind of got you into this whole situation, but for you, do you have any personal interest in crafting at all?
Not really. Not at all.
So it was just like a leap of faith sort of thing.
Leap of faith. Because I realized she has the knack for creativity and, you know, she has got a passion for it when she was making her own jewelry. And we were trying it out.
And it worked somehow. I think it actually works, this yin and yang synergy. Mm. I'm the creative, fluffy one. He's the grounded one that does all the operations and all the strategies behind the business.
Right.
And I'm free to do my fluffy stuff.
That's good. It's kind of like, you know, you need that balance, right? You need the sort of left brain, right brain sort of situation. And then you can be one whole brain,
spot
which is quite
on.
Lovely. Great. Okay. So if people don't actually know exactly what Craftivity does, would you guys mind explaining a little bit about what you guys mean by end-to-end craft supplies?
End-to-end craft supplies are basically we're focusing on soap making, candle making, mold making. We're actually in the business of helping people to express themselves through craft. So by providing an online and retail creative hub that has all the raw tools, the materials for them to DIY your own candle, DIY your own mold, and make your own soaps. And when you talk about soaps, that's a huge range out there. You've got scrubs, you've got bath bombs, lip balms, pomades, massage oils. You can DIY all these. You talk about candles, we have the waxes. We've got the soy wax, the beeswax, paraffin wax, palm wax for you to make all kinds of candles. Then you can customize it to your own scent, your own color, your own how you want your room to feel.
Right.
So these are all things that you can bring home and make. Think of us as like the DIY version of the company called Lush.
Yeah, right, yes.
Where you bring home all these ingredients, go forth and make more stuff.
It's kind of like almost like you guys are a grocery store with all the ingredients needed and then people can take that home and make their own recipes, right?
Yes, that's exactly it. That's us.
Okay, I mean, on that note, right, you know, I think from a logistics perspective, where do you guys even source like all of these products and how do you guys get them into store?
We actually source all around. A lot of our products come from the US and the UK. Our soap bases, they're called melt and pour, where you can melt it down, cut it up into little cubes, melt it down, and add in your own fragrances, add in your own essential oils, coloring, clays, whatever you want to add in, pour it into a mold and it becomes a soap bar on its own. It's really simple. These stuff come from the US, from the UK. We also ship local from local suppliers as well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We also work with local manufacturers and factories. And so our variety of sources would really depend on which areas are they known for. For example, certain essential oils are found in only certain countries.
Okay.
So we won't bring those essential oils from some other countries, which doesn't make sense, right?
Right. I mean, I guess if you're importing it already, you might as well import it directly from the source, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, interesting. So could you give me some examples of maybe some of those products that you guys bring in from other countries?
Like we have soy wax. Soy wax is a huge, well, raw ingredient for candle making.
Mm.
Soy wax candles are a different grade of candles. They burn very nicely. They look very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they are also very eco-friendly.
Right.
And so we bring in our soy wax from the US where they produce it.
Mm.
And it's a really good product. So we're proud of the products we bring in because we know where it comes from and the quality that comes with the product.
Okay.
On that same note, we also, for mold making as well, we work together with this brand called Alumilite.
Okay.
They are actually an American brand and we have been to their factory and worked closely with them on learning how to do the best molds and we basically learned from the masters over there. They invited us over. And so we are actually... they are one of the guys that we work with very closely.
Right, I see.
If you're wondering mold making, how does it come into the picture? Well, it's a whole cycle.
Uh-huh.
You need molds to cast your candles and your soaps.
Got you.
And we also provide the raw materials to make your own molds so that you can customize your own shape and your own style of candle and soaps.
Right.
So we have the liquid latex that is a natural rubber that you can make molds from.
Mm.
Or we have a liquid silicone rubber from Italy that you can make molds from as well.
Wow, that's really interesting. And I think that's kind of things that you don't really think about, right? When you like purchase a candle or whatever in a shop, you don't necessarily think about, okay, how did this candle get made? You know, what's the kind of mold situation that you need, especially for those that kind of customized shapes. Mm-hmm. You know, you can get like candles in the shape of a rubber duck or whatever, right?
Yes.
And then you don't think about like, oh, like someone had to create like a thing to pour the wax into to, you know. So it's really interesting that you guys really do kind of cover the entire chain, right, of like that sort of homemade product. Now, obviously, apart from soaps and candles, you guys also provide ingredients to create even like things like your own homemade like skincare products and stuff. And I think that's one thing that people are very hesitant to try because when it has to do with putting that on like your skin or your face or your whatever, right, people might be like, can you really make that at home? Like, surely we should be trusting, like, the professionals to do all these things that and to mess with these chemicals and stuff like that, right? So kind of talk to me a little bit about that. Like, what's, you know, the advantages of, you know, creating your own products and how, like, how do you even learn about that sort of thing?
Honestly, it's not a new trend right now.
Yeah.
It's been happening for so long that everybody's been doing it quietly in their kitchen.
That's why it's on Pinterest constantly.
It's true. Things like way back then, people used to say, oh, put honey on your face or squash avocado and put it on your face or use cucumber on your eye.
Right.
It's all natural ingredients. And now we've bring it up one notch by providing more ingredients to create and formulate your own homemade beauty products.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say mask. You need a certain mask for your skin because it's got dry skin. We have the rose pink clay from France that you can actually mix it with aloe vera gel, which we have also. And
right.
then you can put in a little dash of essential oils, whatever that suits your skin. And you could test it out on your skin and see whether it works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can create more and more of these products.
So do you guys have any, I mean, you have all the kind of parts to make kind of your own products, right?
Yes, we do.
But do you guys sell any like kind of pre-made products as well?
We leave that to our customers to do that.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
We sell the raw materials because that's what we're good at. And they do all the other creative formulations, the recipes themselves. everything's on Google nowadays, mm-hmm. and you'll find customers, they start out as beginners, very simple recipes, and after that, they come in and they start going crazy with all their very funky, innovative ways of using things and making new products out of the ingredients that we have.
All right, yeah. Well, it's time for a little bit of a break for some music, but after that, I will continue speaking to Wei Yin and Eugene all about their crafts workshop, so do stay tuned to Open for Business on BFM 89.9 to learn about those.
Busy finding money. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and before the break, I was speaking to Eugene Tom and Wei Yin Leung about how they kind of came up with Craftivity, which is their end-to-end craft supply shop, essentially. A very interesting side effect of you running your business the way that you do is that you guys are entrepreneurs, and then you basically supply to other aspiring or established entrepreneurs as well, because a lot of your customers end up selling the products that they make from your supplies.
Yes.
Essentially, yes, right? So, I mean, was that on purpose? Like, was that the intention of the business at first? Or, like, how did that come about?
It's an intention. Where we first started, we wanted to cater to the end users as well, mm. that will make it for their homes and all. And then we realized, hey, okay, I think we should bring in larger bulks so that these people can actually make it for more of their immediate family members and then, you know, and their friends. And then it somehow organically grew to them saying, hey, I want more of this because I'm selling it. Now, and we've got these customers that come in and say, hey, I'm at this pharmacy now. You know, I actually have another shop which sells the end product. Mm. And we're like, hey, great, congrats. You know, so it's really nice to know how it works.
I mean, it's great to know that we are contributing to the creative handmade industry out there, the artisan market. You get customers. It's all a cycle for them. They come in as beginners. Like, they look so lost sometimes when they come in because they don't know anything.
Right.
And then we hold their hand. We go, okay, come, let me help you out. Mm. And then they go home with their first batch of products and they start making. And then they try it on themselves. Go, ooh, very nice.
Mm.
And then they give it to their mothers and their aunties. And then when you give it to aunties, you know what happens? It blows up. It spreads. And they go, and all the aunties are saying, hey, why not you make your own? And sell it out there. And then before you know it, they have a shop, a little shop out there on the weekend markets, and they start selling and it's going great. So we've got candle makers out there, soap makers, formulators out there. We have a little girl, 8 years old, that makes her, well, she was 8 years old back then. She made her own slime and she sold it on Instagram.
Right. Wow. That's so cool.
Actually, just going back earlier, just to what Wayne was saying, these days, many people want to be in control of what goes on their own skin. And being in control means then knowing what they put it on, what they put on their own skin. And so when they can customize it, that really helps.
Yeah, I mean, you're using all natural products, natural clays, natural plant powders, soap bases that are good quality. You don't have to worry about anything. It's just like going home, opening up your kitchen and turning it into a little lab and making lots of stuff.
Right. And now I just want to focus a little bit more on the other side of your business, because you do supply the products, yes, but you also host craft workshops to kind of help people to learn about these crafts that you'd supply the craft supplies for, right? Yes. So, I mean, you guys host workshops for a wild assortment of crafting activities, things like doll making and string art and lipstick classes and candle making and soap. Like, it's just a massive, massive variety. And I think the first thing I wanted to ask is, how did you guys find the instructors for these crafts? Like, was there a sort of vetting process, or did you guys just kind of organically, again, just found them through your customers?
Malaysia has a lot of talent, and I would say a lot of hidden talent. And they are everywhere. It's amazing because we see a lot of customers that walk in and they say, hey, you guys do workshops. I would love to teach something. So we talk to them, we vet through. Sometimes we do a trial run with them. And if they are good at what they do and they are able to teach and instruct, we will bring them on board.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's been an amazing journey to watch all these instructors. A lot of them have not taught before.
Right.
It's a good opportunity for both of us.
Mm. I mean, for you guys personally, just what is like one of the notable workshops that you guys host?
I think recently there was this award-winning resin artist from Dubai.
That resin?
Actually, yeah, resin.
Oh, wow.
And she actually contacted us, right? She was down in Malaysia for...
She was on transit. Her name is Dina Katan. She does resin art in Dubai. And she came down to do a resin art with us.
Wow. I didn't, frankly, I did not even know that you can make art out of resin. But you learn something new every day, oh, which is pretty cool. I mean, how about you, Wayne? Like, what's one of the notable workshops that you guys have hosted?
One of our more popular workshops are our soap making. So cold process soap making. Cold process is a very tricky process where you make soap, not using the melt and pour method, but you make soap from scratch.
Oh.
So you use a chemical, quite a corrosive chemical called sodium hydroxide.
Mm-hmm.
And you turn oils, natural oils like olive oil, almond oil, whatever oil that you think suits your skin, into soap.
Okay.
And people need to learn how to use sodium hydroxide from a professional because it can be quite dangerous, especially if you do it with in your own home.
Right. But I mean, that's good, you know. I think that, like, obviously you guys do provide some supplies that are quite easy to figure out how to use naturally as well and have those recipes on Pinterest. But of course, you know, when it comes to sort of those kind of chemical sort of ingredients, right, you do also want to make sure people learn from you guys or from your instructors as to how to use them safely. And I think that's a great, like, way of kind of reconciling both of those things, right? You know, obviously you want people to be creative, but you want them to be safe and know exactly what they're getting into, especially
Absolutely.
When it comes to these products, right?
Absolutely.
So that's really interesting. Now, the other thing about that is that you have these workshops, and obviously these workshops are not free. You have to pay for them, and they range from about 100 ringgit to about 700 ringgit roughly. But the one interesting thing about you guys is that you don't dictate how much your instructors earn at all. You just have like a little markup on their fees. Apart from that, they can pretty much dictate their own pricing, I believe. So what was the decision behind that?
The instructors are the leaders or the trendsetters of the market, and we need to support that. So when an instructor using her time, her effort, her skills to teach, we want to provide the venue and a safe zone for them to do teaching as well as to open up to our audience and our target market.
Mm.
If we charge too high, then you're going to discourage certain people or beginners from coming in. Our more advanced classes are a little bit more expensive,
right,
but they do provide that kind of quality that we want out there.
Okay, well, you know, I think that that is great. And I think also it's great because I think some of the workshops, to an extent, might not necessarily have the sort of expertise, you know, on a similar level, right? Like there's, like you can't really go... string isn't that dangerous, for example, when it comes to string art, as opposed to, for example, working with sodium hydroxide, right? So stuff like that, first of all, to kind of have a little bit more extra value associated with that. But also in terms of kind of like the maybe complexity of the actual craft itself would also affect, I would imagine, the price and things like that,
yes,
too.
Definitely.
And the price of the supplies, obviously.
Yeah, the supplies
as well,
also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that as well as, you know, while we have many people coming to us saying that, hey, I can be an instructor too. The thing is, many people know how to make a certain craft, but not many know how to teach. So that is when we actually have to vet through and know, like, okay, you know, are you really able to share your knowledge out? And then, you know, we shortlist.
Actually, that's one interesting thing because I went to a jelly art class, and that was interesting, but I'm not particularly naturally artistically inclined, number one. And also it went very fast. So it was one of the situations again where, like, you know, maybe the teacher is an expert in what they do, but they're not an expert in how they teach.
Yeah.
And that's really important, especially when you're doing something as hands-on as crafting, right? To be able to really bring yourself down to the beginner level and be like, okay, why are they making this mistake? How can I help them through it? You know, what is the sort of thought process here? So I think that's really a great point that you've made. Now, you know, I guess the next thing is that you guys have quite a lot of new exciting things coming up in the future. First of all, you are coming up with a new product. Is that right?
Yeah, we have two new products we're coming up with. One of it is the Yellow Craft Box. We are on our second edition for that. It's a box that you can take home, and everything is in there for soap making or candle making. So we're launching new products in that box every other month.
Right. Is that a subscription-based thing? Or
it's not yet a subscription-based, but good idea. I'll look into that.
Whoops. Okay. I've contributed, so I should get a cut, surely.
We'll talk after this.
Yeah. And also, so that's your main kind of new product-based thing that's coming up.
Yeah,
but you also do have a new other thing coming up because you guys have a workshop space opening in April. Talk to me more about that.
Well, yeah, we realized that our existing space is not fulfilling the needs of the number of people that want to come to the workshop.
Mm.
So we actually need a bigger space. And while we have this, so we thought, hey, okay, let's just get a space next to our existing lot here.
Mm.
And it's on the second floor. So we are calling it Think at Dua.
Right.
Which is supposed to be a play of word.
Think at Dua at Think at Dua.
Hey,
yeah.
Very nice. Easy to remember, so to be fair, that's great.
Yeah, so that place is, we would be able to house up to 30 people. And so that way, when we have more instructors coming to us and say, hey, I've got a bigger crowd, where else can I do this?
Mm.
We want to meet that as well. And so, yeah, we are.
So would you still be running events in your current workshop space as well? Or is it like specifically now you have Think at Dua?
We will have two locations. So our existing space can be used for more for smaller, more intimate classes.
Right.
Where assuming if somebody once says that, hey, I want to have a private session.
Like so, a one-on-one or something.
One-on-one. Or we have had like this bunch of customers that say, hey, I've got seven of my friends and I want the classes only to be amongst us.
Mm.
Only I, yeah. So then they can have that smaller space. And then, you know, for the larger groups, we'll go to Think at Dua.
All right, great. Well, that sounds really exciting. Anything else that you guys want to mention about Craftivity and what you guys have coming up?
Well, we do have a new product also. It's called Instatops.
Go
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it's launching soon. It's meant for, you know, those Instagram people that like to take photos of their products or food people, foodies that like to take photos of their products. And you have tabletops that are always the same tabletops in your
right.
house. This Instatop is an instant tabletop for photography. So you roll it out and there are many, many designs to choose from. And you can take different photos on different backgrounds for flat lays.
Wow. Flat I mean, I am so guilty of doing the whole like foodstagram, standing on chairs sort of situation. So that sounds amazing.
That's it. Yes.
So I might have to look into that myself. But thank you to Eugene and Wayne for coming in and speaking to me about Craftivity today. It was lovely having you guys in the studio.
It was
thank
very
you.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Oh, no worries. If you guys want to learn more about Craftivity, do, you know, give them a Google. You guys have a website?
Yes, we are on www.craftivity.com.
Excellent. If you've missed any of this interview, we have our app on the Apple App Store and we also are on Google Play as well. So you can download the app and then download the podcast and listen to it on the app. And also, if you want to get a little bit more old school, you can also head over to our website on desktop or mobile, bfm.my/podcasts. You can also find us on Spotify under the podcast tab now as well, which is pretty cool. You have been listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.